Christ is risen.
He is.
The gospel reading leads us back to that glorious morning of resurrection. And it's good that church gives us again this message of the resurrection, because it is central part of our faith. This is why we are here. And true is that this lesson given us through these ladies can give us encouragement for our personal life and even for life in society, in this world. It's amazing to see these ladies coming mourning to the tomb. Well, what was in their hearts? There were ladies who were following Christ during his public ministry. And for them, as for disciples, and for the others' followers, Christ was the Messiah. Christ was Son of God. Christ was their hope. They saw him making miracles, and they hoped that he is that one. He will change everything. They heard him, his words of wisdom, and they had hope that his wisdom will change whole society, people. They saw him to raise Lazarus and the others from the dead. And they knew how powerful he is. So they were full of hope, full of joy, full of expectation about great things which they were sure they are about to come. But what happened? They saw him suffer, to be humiliated. They saw him on the cross. They saw him dying. Can you imagine what was in their hearts? How this hope they kept in their hearts were buried, disappeared. They were hoping for changes, huge changes. And now everything was done, buried. How disappointed probably they were. How sad they were. How without almost hope they were. I would be. And they knew that they put Christ's body to the rock, to the tomb, cut out of the rock. So it seemed that everything is like over. But still, because they couldn't do this work on Saturday, and on Friday there was no time, they despised this sadness, despised this losing of hope, despised all this darkness in their souls and sadness. They decided to go to the tomb to do what is correct, to anoint Christ's body, as it is Jewish custom. Despite all this darkness, sadness, losing of hope, they decided to do what is right, what is correct. I think because of that, they were the first one who heard this wonderful news that Christ is alive, that he is risen, that he is not dead. And I think that in this situation of their hearts and in this their acting, we can find key to our lives situations. And it would be not difficult for us to recall all those moments in our life when we felt something similar, when our hope was buried, killed, when everything looked like dark and without hope, when everything was destroyed in ruins in our life and we felt that there is no future. How many times we went through this situation when we felt something similar? And I'm sure that many times, each of us. And those situations will come too. And those ladies, they teach us how to deal with these situations. Even if you feel that you are totally down, even if you feel that you lost almost whole hope, that all your dreams are destroyed, do what is right at that moment. Do what is correct. And for our Christians, it's easy to know. Nobody is supposed to tell us what is correct, because we know. Because God gave us commandments. We know what is right, what is correct. And when we are down, when we suffer, when we are losing hope, at that moment, God calls us, despite of days, do what is correct. Keep commandments, even you don't feel like to keep these commandments. Do what is correct, what is right. And sometimes immediately, sometimes after a longer time, we are filled, because our faithfulness, we are filled with this joy. A similar joy as had those ladies when they saw the tomb is open, when they heard the message that Christ is risen. And this is important to do. This is important to do those things when we know what is right. Even in this time of darkness in our soul, in our heart, we follow what is right. And this is important for us to do, because this has influence not only on our life, but on the life of those around us, on whole society. You can recall that the last century was a horrible century. For many Christians, Christians were really killed like in millions during the last century. And take Russia, take other these countries which were afflicted by this communist regime. How they suffered. How huge darkness came upon those countries, upon those Christians living there, when they knew that they cannot profess their faith publicly. If they would, they would be in jail, they would be persecuted without access to education. They knew that if they pray publicly, they would be in problems. They saw their priests and their bishops killed, put to jail. And it seemed to them that everything's over. The church is dying. My father, when I told him that I want to go to seminary and he was priest, he told me, great. But then he said this comment, but are you sure that there will be people here in churches to whom you, to whose you are going to serve. He really, his hope was really down seeing what is going on. And really he didn't have hope at that moment the church can blossom again in the country. How dark age it was. And it took 70 years in Russia, a little bit less in other countries. But what happened? Because there were people who, despite of this darkness, they did what is correct. Because they kept commandments in this limited space which was left for them. Because they tried to do what is correct, they went through this Holy Friday, which lasted years. And then when this day of resurrection came, something happened. It's amazing to hear that in the last 10 years, over 250 new churches were built in Moscow, the center of this dark regime. 250 in one capital city. Can you imagine that? That now in Washington we would build in 10 years 250 new churches because of faith, new awakening of faith. It was amazing to see, I cannot say about another country, but it was similar, but like in Slovakia, when this morning of resurrection, when this gift of freedom came, that seminaries were filled from day to day, I would say, from small crowd of seminarians, like 20, and next year there were like 100, next year another like 70, and next day another new 40 or 50, that in 5 years there were over 200 seminarians, and in 10 years around 300 new priests came to work the church. How amazing it is. And it is because people did right thing in this dark time. It is the result how people reacted to this time of crisis. So I would like to encourage you, and I am encouraging myself, because it's difficult to fight with this dark hour, dark situation, through these Holy Fridays which appears in our life. But it is very important to gather our power, to gather our faith in this time of test, and do what is correct, to do what God calls us to do, despite of everything, what seems like, what is taking our hope away. Because through this, not only we will give testimony as a Christians, but through this, we are preparing healing of whole society. Through this, we become medicine for this world. Through this, we will bring this joy of resurrection to this world in right time, is chosen by God. So let's not be scared when we have to go through these Good Fridays in our life. Understand this as a God's calling to do things correctly in our lives at that time. Amen.